You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Well, about this time every morning, we like to give you a trending report, and we thrive on all the local stuff going on, and Katie's our local expert.
Yeah.
What you got, girl?
We are starting it up in a very fun way. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Hold on.
Let me do it.
Hold on. Let me grab my chair.
Like, buckle in.
Let me hold on to my butt.
Oh, I was yesterday years old when I found out you can cuddle a kangaroo in Colorado.
Shut up.
I know.
It's always been a dream of mine to get inside a kangaroo's pouch and let him hop around.
I know. Like, why is that so many people's dreams?
It's
too?
Just one. I want to make out behind a waterfall, and I want to be in a kangaroo's pouch at some point in my life.
And cuddle up to that kangaroo.
That's interesting.
Know.
You don't like that idea,
Same
Josh?
Thing, though. I've always just been fascinated with kangaroos. And, you know, you see the pictures of the Australian kangaroos that are all buff and, like, on swole.
Totally
and, like,
jacked.
I want to cuddle those. But the regular ones that you can find at the kangaroo ranch.
They're mean.
So this was established in 2023, but it specializes in unique hands-on animal encounters, and they opened up a studio space in Wheat Ridge, and it offers different opportunities for interactions and personalized events with the marsupials.
Did you know that it's legal to house kangaroos in Colorado?
Like,
you
I can have one?
Own a little Joey.
Better check with your HOA first, Josh.
Well, no, I mean, in Colorado, it's legal at least, and there was someone at an ice cream store that I went to a couple years ago, and they had a pouch, and I was like, what is in there? And a little Joey pokes its head out. And
that's weird.
No, it was the coolest thing ever. And
I
was like, I went
that's
up to this
creepy.
Lady. I was like, I'm so sorry. Is that a kangaroo in a pouch? And she goes, yeah, you want to pet it?
As a matter of fact,
yes,
it is.
I do.
No, it was totally, what is it called when they live in a domesticated? And it just hopped around the little family table the entire time.
It sounds a little pervy.
Cream.
Hey, buddy, you want to pet my kangaroo? Hey, psst, come here, kid. You want to pet my kangaroo?
You see it.
And yes,
so
is
cute.
The answer to that.
Yes,
every
matter
time.
Of fact, I do.
Every single time, I'm going to say yes.
Come out. Hey.
I don't care how creepy
so
you sound.
Cute.
You there. You, is your name Josh?
Like some guy
Josh.
From Jersey with a kangaroo.
Josh,
I don't care. I still want to pet your kangaroo.
Pet my
sir.
Joey.
Josh, I got this van outside. Why don't you come and hang out with me in my van? I'll let you pet my kangaroo. Huh?
Hey, you see him? His name's Joey.
See,
huh?
It sounds weird. Yes,
why don't you bounce on over here, fella?
I still want to do it.
Hop on over here.
You can do all kinds of stuff with the Joeys too, and the kangaroo. They have kangaroo yoga, bottle feeding, and meet and greets. This is the farthest thing from stupid. No,
stupid.
This is amazing.
Who
and
signs
I
up
go.
For this nonsense?
Meet and greet, like, kangaroo yoga. I have never
That's
wanted
cool.
to stretch so badly in my life. So,
what are the benefits of that? It's like the goofy goat yoga.
Yes.
Where you're laying on the ground and your goat's walking all over
it's
you, urinating
experience.
On you.
It's about the experience and the bragging rights of I got to partake in.
That's what you
want
to brag
yoga.
About. Like, you go to happy hour with all your friends. You're like, hey, guys, guess what? I was with a kangaroo today.
Have we met? Of course that's what I'm going to brag about every day. All day. I'm
not
sticker.
Impressed until you get in the pouch.
I want to do that, too. I don't know if that's available at Kangaroo Ranch, but again, the studio space in Wheat Ridge, I'm going to be checking it out.
Is that
sure.
where is that where they're going?
Yeah, they just opened up a new studio space in Wheat Ridge. So again, this has been established since 2023. So Kangaroo Ranch has been around for a minute. Yes.
The kangaroos are actually mean, aren't they? Because don't they lean back on their tail and then
no,
they like
the
kick
big
it,
ones,
scratch
the big
it?
Ones in
yeah,
Australia,
the Australia
yes,
ones
yeah.
that will bite your
but,
face
but
off.
These
everything
are the
in
ones.
Australia wants to kill you.
Yeah.
So you just got to understand that.
Spiders, kangaroos,
everything.
These are domesticated kangaroos. So
you
yeah.
do you.
Kangaroo yoga, I'm going
on
to.
On the surface. Ridiculous.
All day. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited about that. The ice castles in Cripple Creek are going to close on Saturday. This
well,
is after being open for
happens.
11 weeks. And it is warming up, so this is about the time when they call it quits. But I figured out that these things I need to do in the beginning of the season. I need to do when they first come out because I in no way, shape, or form want to drag my butt out there this week because I'm so cold from the last couple weeks, right?
Oh,
like, it
yeah.
got cold, and now it just doesn't interest me. But I was so all about the ice castles when they first came out this season. So next year, I need to remind myself, do it in the beginning when you're still warm. Because when you're cold, you don't want to do this.
To yourself.
Exactly. Write yourself a little memo, right?
Go home and put it on your vision board.
Yes.
Little ice castle.
Have you done these yet, Jeremy?
I haven't. You know, yeah, I haven't.
No,
I
do
haven't.
You want to? Do you want, like, I think once it's worth it. Everyone who I've talked to who has done this is like, it is fabulous. Like, so worth it. Definitely
it
worth checking
unique.
It out. It
looks unique.
It looks cold. And that's the
it's
only
cold.
Thing.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
you gotta keep them standing.
Cold,
yeah, exactly. It has to be cold.
They're not called the water castles.
But that's the one deterrent for me. So I feel like, again, if I could just do it early in the season when I'm still warm,
you just got to bundle
it'll
up,
be
Katie.
All right.
Just
wear
a big
so
jacket.
Much fun.
Is,
there a, it looks
is it long? Because I feel like the first maybe 10 minutes would be pretty rad. You're like, oh, it's cool. I can't yeah. believe somebody made this. And then by the end of it, you're like, okay.
It's kind of a 45 minute.
I get
45
it.
Minute. Yeah, I think that's about once you get through the entirety
yeah,
of the castle.
Yeah, I'm thinking 10 minutes in, I'm ready to go get
you
a beer.
Don't even see the
can't
whole
feel
castle.
My fingertips. I'm
that's
good.
All right.
You don't need to see
that's
the whole castle.
All right.
You kind of get the gist of it, I think, when you're in there for about 10 minutes. You're like, okay, I'm in a castle made of ice. Where's the brewery?
Where's the food at the end of this thing? Well, yeah. Again, if you haven't been and you want to, the Cripple Creek Ice Castles close on Saturday. The ones in, I think it was Eagle that they put up this year, those have already been closed, so you can't go to those.
In where?
Again. Eagle.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what it is cool is
to play that.
Is when yeah. the Gaylord does those ice sculpture things.
Yes.
They did the Charlie Brown one. They did
super
the
cool.
Polar Express one, I think, this year. That's the stuff you need to go see.
Have you ever
okay.
watched them really carve cool. the ice, though? Like, not just the actual ice sculptures, but them building it?
With, like, chainsaws and stuff?
The coolest, yeah. It's the pretty coolest neat. Art project thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, they make the coolest huge statues out of just ice. It's
and they
wild.
Do it all with mittens on. Can you
they
believe it?
Do.
Oh, my gosh.
Big, giant mittens.
It's really cool to watch the process.
Yeah, quite the talent. But yeah. I'll have to check out the Gaylord.
It's like a kangaroo pouch for your hands.
It's not like that. That's unique in its own. It's that is a whole unique experience. Hey, Botanic Gardens, they released their concert lineup for the summer. And oh, my gosh.
OMG.
They actually did it up pretty big. I
really?
Mean, yeah, they have Melissa Etheridge coming. They also have Toad the Wet Sprocket, Semisonic,
oh.
and Sixpence None the Richer.
We
Fitz,
should play.
And the Tantrums are coming to Botanic Gardens. And Andy Grammer, just to name some of them.
Dang.
I mean, they have a top-notch lineup this summer.
That's good.
And I'm just very impressed with Botanic Gardens. So the 2025 concert series, you can get your tickets at their website, blah, 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 blah. April 23rd is when the first one, or when the tickets go on sale. June 25th will be the first concert of the season. But yeah, it looks like a really great summer out at Denver Botanic Gardens.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to plug in some Toad today.
Yeah, Toad the West Rocket.
That'd be cool.
I mean, Colorado love for them is...
I can't.
He's like, I can't do that, though. I can't. Did I ever tell you the story about my mom coming into town to go see that band? We were supposed to go up to Winter Park. She came to Colorado, specifically from North Dakota, to see Toad the West Rocket. And it was Saturday. And we went up there to Winter Park, and we got up there at like 5 o'clock thinking the concert started at 7. The concert was at noon, and we
oh,
missed it.
No.
And I felt
oh,
awful.
No.
And my mom still brings that up. Do you remember when I traveled 1,000 miles for a concert that we missed?
She's like, I didn't even want to see you.
I remember, Mom. Like, I
oh,
had to
check
buy
your
her
dates.
The biggest bottle of wine for that. Like, she was
that
she
is
was
awful.
One of the times my mom was actually upset with me was when she missed one of her favorite concerts.
That sucks.
Yes. One more story. This one, Denver office of the city forester. They're looking for people to sign up for their free tree planting program.
Oh, that sounds fun.
The name's pretty fun too. Be
what
a smart ash.
Oh my god, I love these marketing
isn't
people.
That
that's
the
so
best?
Good.
Did they
yeah.
team up with that pit bull rescue
exactly.
that was Show Me to Pitties?
Oh my god.
Kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, I just love the creativity behind the names.
What
lately.
Was it again? Kiss My Ash?
It's called Be a Smart Ash.
Oh, sorry.
That
and
is so
the
funny.
Program and its name, they come as a preemptive way to fight the spread of the Emerald Ash Borer.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is a bug.
Yes.
And
we have to get our trees treated by my HOA at our entrance because we have an ash tree there. And we got to get it treated
yeah.
every year.
Bugs are a couple ash holes.
Yeah.
Yes, they
I still
are.
Do. I like Kiss My Ash better.
Yeah. Kiss My Ash is good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. No,
that's
and,
good.
And so they are trying to plant these trees. And I believe for every 6th tree they plant, it is an ash tree. But they're trying to space them out so these bugs don't become a problem. But if you want to get a free tree in front of your house or beside your house or whatever in Denver, go to beasmartash.org. They have all the stuff for you there. But this is a neat program.
I love stupid play on words.
I know.
It's so good.
To get trees out there, too. I mean, here's the thing. They say, like,
trees are great, aren't they?
People love trees.
People do love trees,
Katie. Out in nature.
So I've heard.
You can climb them. You
can
put a tire swing on them.
You can name them. You can talk to them.
You can have a picnic underneath one.
You can. Like, there's so many things you can do with trees.
You can have one fall on you and kill you. I mean,
not that one.
Could.
You don't want that.
No.
But I
the
am such a
love
fan
them.
Of this program. Again, beasmartash.org.
On a hot day, you can get underneath them.
You can.
You can put a treehouse in them.
You get it.
You get a balloon stuck in one.
I like to hold its branch, so then we're like holding hands. I like to do that when I'm hiking. I like to go up to the trees and grab their branch. Be like, hi. I'm not kidding.
Wow, you are
I
one
do.
With nature, Katie.
I love them.
Wow.
What the hell did you just say?
Beasmartash.org. Go to it.
You got
goodness.
More. Keep going.
Oh, you want
I don't
me
care
do
about the
one?
Celebrity
okay.
stuff. Just do the local
one
stuff
more.
Right now.
So there is a light rail project connecting the Denver metro area to northern Colorado. It's really exciting, actually. What they're going to do is have a light rail go from Pueblo all the way up to Fort Collins and then stop at all the towns in between.
Huh.
They're hoping to have the first phase of this project done in 2029, and that'll be the train that connects Denver to Fort Collins. So people are very excited about that. I mean, to think that it's taken this long to get that, because when I moved to Colorado in the year 2000, I remember how between Fort Collins and 104th? There was hardly anything. Maybe 120th.
Mm-hmm.
There was hardly anything in between that stretch. And now it's just essentially one big metro area. So the fact that they're finally going to have a light rail connecting all these towns, it's fabulous. And again,
awesome.
This project finally getting underway, 2029.
Another place for all the drunkards to urinate on. Perfect. This is great.
At least
this
they're
is
not driving.
News.
At
this
least they're not driving.
At least they're not
you know
driving.
What? True.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm excited exactly. to urinate on that light rail for sure.
You and many others, I imagine.
Many others.
And many more.